What? Do you need something? You're just saying hi. Okay. Look, I'm not interested in... Oh, yeah, that's my pen. Thanks, and sorry. No, you didn't do anything wrong. I'm just not looking to make any friends right now. Hey, I know we're stuck sitting next to each other for the semester. I prefer to keep to myself. I was talking to those girls earlier, but they were just asking questions about if I can reattach my head to my body. I wasn't having fun. They were just curious, and I didn't want to be rude. No, it doesn't attach. I have to carry it around. No, I don't have a problem with you. Do you have some kind of a problem with me? I told you I'm not interested in being friends. All right. I'm sorry. Really. I guess I get a little defensive around some new people. A lot of them just want to bother me because I'm a Dolahan. Please don't take it personally. I know you were just trying to be friendly. I appreciate that. I also appreciate that you didn't instantly start asking questions the moment you saw me. That's usually how it goes. Fine. Yes, you can ask a question. I'm sure I've heard it before already. Help you review that problem? Oh, yeah. I thought, you know, you were going to ask a question... Yeah, about my head. Yes, I did do really well in the first test. I'm surprised that you noticed. Anyway, yes, I can help you go over it. If you could just prop your paper up in front of my head, that would make it a lot easier to see. Thanks. Let's see. Okay. Yeah. I see where you went wrong. So, you started off well here. You kept everything organized, as you should, because that's usually the first mistake of getting a problem wrong. You don't want to confuse yourself, especially for the longer problem. So, yes, good so far here, until you get to this part. You wrote the wrong number there instead of putting it here, and when you kept working with the wrong numbers, you got the wrong answer, of course. It's pretty simple, and you seem to know how to do it. So you just need to double-check your work next time, and... What's funny? Oh, shit. I got a little too into it. Sorry. Did you understand anything that I was talking about? You did? Okay. Good. So, yeah. You know how to do it. You just need to be more careful. You're welcome. And, yeah, I do like this stuff. My name is Arlo, by the way. It was rude of me to not introduce myself earlier. Yeah, nice to meet you. Listen, I can see that you want to ask a question. You don't have to keep staring at me like that. It's fine. I won't be annoyed this time. No, the flame from my neck isn't actually dangerous. It's not even hot, so you don't have to worry about me burning down the building if I trip or something. No, you can't touch it. No, nothing weird will happen. I just would prefer you not to get so close. I'm not afraid of boys. They just... Guys always... I'm okay. I'm fine. You see, sometimes people just see me as some freak because I'm different. A lot of boys want to mess with me for fun and treat me like shit as if I'm not a normal girl, too. Boys can be a bit more cruel than girls in some ways. So that's why I was hesitant to speak with you. Thank you. That's very sweet. I know it's not right for me to be rude. It really has nothing to do with you. I just keep my guard up a lot. Thank you for understanding. That makes me happy to hear. To go get coffee? I can't. You seem like a nice guy, and I'm sure it would be fun. But I I just don't feel like I know you enough yet. I am not exactly comfortable with going out a lot. I'm really sorry, and I'm sure you're not happy to hear that, so I'll make sure to sit somewhere else from now on. Wait, really? You're not mad? I just expected that you would be upset that I turned you down. But if you still want to talk in class, I would really like that too. Oh, yeah, my flame. Yeah, that's a little embarrassing, but my flame grows when I'm happy. Well, yes, happy. I don't usually make a lot of friends in class, so I'm glad we can talk. Thanks. I want to apologize again for being kind of rude earlier. I'm happy that you weren't too off-put by me. Yeah, we can go over next month's project if you want, as long as you're fine with doing it around here. At least for now? Yeah? Cool. I'll see you around then. Hey, how are you? Yeah, I'm fine. Oh, yeah, that is great. We both did really well on that project. I guess you finally caught on after all that practice, huh? No, it's fine. There's no need to pay me back or anything. You helped me as much as I helped you, and I really like hanging out too, so that's enough for me. No, really, I'm okay. I'm not trying to hide my head, I'm just trying to look at something over there. Hey, whoa, put my head down, please, stop, okay, fine, just put me down. You didn't have to go that far, jeez. So, yeah, I had a rough day today. Happy? I really don't want to talk about it here. Will you come on a walk with me? Yes, really. I don't know. I usually don't want to go anywhere, but I think it's fine now. Thanks. Let's go. Okay. Earlier, I was on a bus back from the grocery store. There was some creepy old man there, too, and he kept looking at me for the whole ride. I had my head in my seat next to me. He kept staring at my body, and then he would make eye contact with me. I felt super uncomfortable, but I figured I could hang on until my stop. But then he said something dirty about how I'd be a lot of fun for a group of boys to play with, and that just... it brought up some bad memories. I got off the bus at the next stop, and I walked back to my dorm after that, but I can't stop thinking about what he said. I know he's a piece of shit. It still hurts to hear things like that, even if I'm used to them. Yeah, I guess I'm used to hearing them after so long. Could you hold my head for me? No. I'm okay. It just feels safe when someone else holds my head. Thank you. Here, take me from the bottom where my neck would be and hold me close to your chest. Yeah, this is fine. It's a little confusing for me perspective-wise, so can I also hold on to your arm? I can. Thanks. I want to tell you about something that happened a while ago. It's not a happy story, but I want you to hear it. Okay, so back in early high school, I actually wasn't as uncomfortable with my body. Plenty of kids were mean, and a lot of others just avoided me, but I was fine with that. Some people were nice, and there were these three boys who seemed to be especially nice to me. They'd compliment me, ask questions, and sometimes they would stare at me, and I was flattered at the time. One day they came up out of nowhere and asked which one I would want to fuck. I was really shy about sex stuff, so I got uncomfortable and didn't answer, which I guess they thought was hilarious. They started making jokes about how it must be all three of them since I didn't pick one, and because I'm a monster girl. They would talk about how it looks like my body would work well with multiple partners, so I should have no problem fucking all three of them. They would say more stupid shit like that every day for a while, but I just tried to lay low and avoid them. One day, I was walking back home. I'm okay. I can keep going. So, they started shouting at me, calling me, just all kinds of awful names. I ignored them, which they didn't appreciate, so they ran up to me, grabbed my head out of my hands, and pulled my body aside to an alley next to a store. They said that they heard that monster girls love sex, so I was just being a teasing bitch for ignoring them. And then they said they would hold my head and make me watch while they took turns with my body. They were grabbing at my clothes and touching me, and they were fucking laughing about it, too. I was screaming for help, and they didn't care. I was so scared, but they only saw me as some game they could play with. Luckily, a teacher heard me yelling, and he ran over before anything escalated further. It took a while for them to be expelled. They argued that they were just playing a prank, but they were eventually kicked out. I don't know if they really would have done anything, or if they really thought it was some sick fucking joke, but that completely destroyed the trust I had in people. It made me feel like anyone, especially boys, that was just being nice to me, well, that was all fake. The disgusting comments and the blatant stares I get just made those feelings grow worse over the years. So, there. That's why I'm the way I am. I'm happy that I was able to tell you about it because, oh, you're hugging my body with my head between us. It feels a little weird, but it also feels very warm. Thank you. You make me feel so safe. You've always listened to me, but you never forced me to talk. You put me up with my rambling when I got too invested with the work. You never bothered me about why I was always keeping my distance, all while still acting comfortable and having fun with me. You made me feel like I was really there, like I was really with you. I wasn't just the Dullahan, I was me. So thank you. Thank you for being different. Thank you for not treating me differently. I'm always so happy to be around you, but it's hard for me to show that. So, while you're holding my head, can you bring it up close to your face? Oh, hi. Very close now, huh? So, I want to kiss you, and since you have my head right now, you'll need to help me with that. Yes, I could hold it, but I want you to do it. Please? Oh. That was good. You're squeezing my jaw a little bit, so... Oh, no, it's okay. You didn't really hurt me. I want to hug you with my body. Is that okay? Okay, here. And can we kiss some more while I hold you? I know, it's a little odd, but it feels good. The way you're holding my head makes me feel very secure in your hands. Oh, people are staring at us. Well, we are close now, so... Just follow me. I'll take my head back for now, please. Oh, we're close to my dorm. Don't be an asshole. I'm sure you can guess why. I'd like you to come in just for a little bit. Yes, I'm sure. I trust you, and I think I like you. Oh, wait, this is a little presumptuous of me. I just realized that I dumped all my past on you like a minute ago, and it must be confusing. And also, I'm not even sure you like me like that. I mean, I'm some creepy girl who carries around her head and has bright blue flames sprouting from her neck, and you've been very nice to me since we met, but am I even attractive to you? Would you want to sleep with me? Really? You felt that way about me since the first day that we met? This isn't some obsession with me just because I'm a Dolahan, is it? All right, I'll take your word for it. I believe you. I'm sorry that I doubted you. It's just, you know, like I was telling you about, it's hard for me to fully trust everyone, but I do really want to trust you. You'll prove you're trustworthy? You better. Well, here's my dorm. I'm pretty sure none of my roommates are home. At least, I hope they aren't home. No, they're monster girls too. We hang out sometimes, and I like them well enough, but we each keep to ourselves more often than not. You're joking, right? I don't want them home because I don't want them to hear any noises. You are joking, aren't you? Stupid. And this is my room. Yep, here it is. Nothing special, I think. So, would it be okay if we just lay in bed together for a minute? Okay. Can we do that thing again where we hug with my head between us? I like this. Your hand feels cold on my thigh. Jeez, that car is really loud. It's okay. It's what it's like when you're next to the window. Yeah, I'm okay. You can touch me. Just because I shy away from guys doesn't mean I don't want sex. There's plenty of stuff that I actually want to try. No, I'm not a pervert. Everyone likes sex. I'm no different. Shut up. It's time for you to kiss me now. You want to see my boobs? Yeah, I want you to see. I usually wear baggy clothes because they're kind of big and I don't want people to stare, but I am somewhat proud of them. Do you like them? You can touch if you want. So, what's your confession? On the first day when you asked me about my fire? Oh my god, you're the pervert. You didn't care about my flame, you were just staring at my tits. Well, I appreciate the honesty. Okay, I'm ready now. Put my head on the pillow above my body and then maybe you can get on top of me? I'm wet because of you. You make me really excited. Oh, is that it? I was expecting something a bit bigger. No, I'm joking. Your dick is cute. No, actually, you're really hot. I'm not stalling. Well, maybe not intentionally. Just start already. Shit, I know I'm really tight. It hurts. I'm fine. I'm just super fucking nervous. I don't know, just hold on a minute. This isn't going to work. Stop. I'm sorry. Just pull out. I don't know. I'm really sorry. I do want to do this, but at the same time, I think I'm getting kind of scared. Fuck, you've been so patient with me, and I do really want to have sex with you, but in the back of my mind... No. We are going to fuck today. I want to. I have an idea. I think I want to be in charge of what you do, if that's okay. Yeah, I want you to hold my head from your perspective, and you're going to do exactly what I tell you. I know what it's like, but I think if I'm in control, it's like I'm fighting back against my memories, if that makes sense. Yeah? Thanks. You're really sweet for doing this with me. Shut up, my head's not that heavy. You're a big, strong man anyway, so you should be able to handle it. Good. So strong. You better not drop my head now, tough guy. Alright. Yeah, your grip is fine. No, the first command is to give me a kiss. Excellent job. So, I do feel kind of bad about making you do all this. Shh. I know you don't think it's a big deal, but I do. I want you to have some fun to start with. You said you like my boobs, right? Well, it just so happens that one of the things I wanted to try is tit fucking. So get that cock between my tits. Please. There's lotion next to the bed. If you could rub that in. Yeah, perfect. What do you think? Do my tits look sexy squished around your big cock? I think so. I'll hold them like this, and you start moving slowly. No, bad boy. Too fast. That's good. Yes, I'm doing all right. I do feel comfortable right now. You deserve a kiss for asking, so kiss me. Sweet up more. Oh, perfect. Can you bring my head a little closer? Yeah, keep doing just like that. Your cock looks really hot up close. Look at it jiggling my tits. You're doing a great job. Keep going. My fire? Oh, God. Yeah, I don't notice it as much, but like I said, it grows like that when I get excited. But that just means you're doing a good job. No, I told you already, it isn't actually hot. I guess I don't have a dick close to a roaring fire, but... Alright, I command you to shut up about my flames. Thank you, and you'll be fine. Feels good. Okay, almost now. Are you ready? Go ahead and come. So good. You covered my chest and come. Oh, you did get a lot of my pillows too. No, it's fine. You gave me a really sexy show, and I had fun, so... A little extra laundry isn't a big deal. So just get some tissues over there and clean me up. You can put my head down for a minute and rest those weak little arms of yours, too. I still really want to fuck you. I'm enjoying this perspective, so I want you to keep holding my head. Are you ready to go again now? Oh, good. What to do? Oh, maybe I'll just scooch to the end of the bed. Yeah, you stand in front of me and I'll wrap my legs around you once you're in. Yes, I'm ready now. I'm okay. Maybe keep kissing me as you put it in. Oh, it feels good now. Yeah. No, it doesn't hurt. I'm still a little nervous, but It's fine. Start. Wait, wait, don't move yet. Ask me to start. Yes, you may move now. Yes, that feels really fucking good. Come here. I'm pulling you in tighter with my legs now. So deep. Yeah, I'd love you to run your strong hands all over my legs. Well, all right, now I want you to keep holding my head. Maybe next time you can get a little more handsy. Oh, do those quick thrusts and move in circles a little bit. Fuck, you're really good. You're so fucking good. Oh, I'm gonna rub myself while you fuck me. Right there. Fuck. Please, please keep going harder. Oh, fuck. Keep going. I'm about to go right there. Oh, my God. Stay in me for a minute. Oh. Tell me. How much you loved watching me come on that dick. Oh, I like to hear that. Kiss me. The fire was a little scary. I'll agree with you on that. If it was actually hot, would you have made me burn down this whole building just from coming so hard? Okay. I'm so glad you didn't come yet. Are you close? No? What are you, a marathon runner? Well, good. I want to keep going. Now, cowgirl, I want to ride you. You get on the bed, I'll get on top. No, don't worry about holding my head. Just put me down next to you. Okay, I'm gonna put you in again. Oh, wow. You have permission to grab me wherever you want. I'm gonna start moving now. Oof. Oh, you can't get enough of my tits, can you? I'll lean forward a little more and you can squeeze them. Oh, not too hard, though. You're only allowed to squeeze them gently. I'm having so much fun with this. Us watching my body bounce on you makes me feel incredible. So sexy. I feel so good. Not just because your cock is fucking incredible, but because I feel comfortable with my body for once. Seeing myself finally enjoy something I've been afraid of for so long, I feel strong. You make me feel strong and you make me feel beautiful. Saying I've always been like that, I don't know if it's true, but maybe you can help me feel. Hopefully, you can help me make them true from now on. Right now, though, I'm gonna show you how strong I feel. Please hold my hands while I fuck the life out of you. Yes, oh God, ruining you is fucking incredible. Please don't come yet. Please don't come yet. Don't come until I tell you to, you understand? I'll let you do something real nice if you hold on. I'm getting close again. Fuck. Look over here. Don't look at my body, only look at me. I want you to watch me come. I only need you to see me right now. Not my body. Just me. That's it. Good job. So good. Keep looking at me like that. Don't think about how much you need to come. Just stay completely focused on my eyes. Oh, I love your cock. Fuck. I love you. I love you. I love you so much. Please. Oh, holy shit. Oh, thank you for seeing me. Thank you for not coming yet. That must have been so hard. You deserve to finish so quickly. I want you to face fuck me. Yeah, I'm sure. Stand up, hold my head, fuck my mouth until you come. But don't be too rough. I do have a throat wherever it is, and I don't want you to bruise it. Okay, give me a second. Alright, and I'll hug you tightly from behind while you do it. Feel my tits pressed against your back. Yeah? Go ahead. Fuck me. Oh, fuck. Okay. Fine. Yeah. Keep going until you come now. I can take it. Really? I can feel you. Holy shit. So much. Shit. Wow. You came so hard down my throat. I thought I was going to choke. Thanks so much for giving me a chance to breathe. I'm exhausted. Can we lay down on the bed and cuddle for a while? Yeah, with my head between us, please. They said... Oh no, it did say that, didn't I? Is that okay? Is it okay for me to say that I love you? Well, good. I let it slip back there, and I can't really take it back. Even if I could take it back, I wouldn't. I think it's true. I love you.